Awesome. Everybody, thank you very much for joining us today. Very excited to get a chance to talk with Asma Chaudhry. And I don't want to butcher your name. Could you go ahead and real quick say your name for everybody out there?
Sure. It's Asma Chaudhry.
Asma. Now, I know you've got an exciting podcast, which the name intrigues me. And I know we chatted offline a little bit before, so the concept sounds, it sounds pretty awesome. And I want to learn more. So if you could tell the listeners real quick, what is it? What is this podcast project that you're about ready to unleash this awesomeness on us all? What's the name of it? Tell just a little insight about it.
Thank you, Eric. So my podcast is titled Women Leaders Ignited. And it's really exciting for me because I really believe that women are natural leaders. And I'm looking forward to helping women worldwide develop those innate abilities that we have to become leaders in our life and in our work.
That is fantastic. Now, I'm excited to hear more about that because I myself, I joke, my wife, I call her my princess. She is my rock and she also keeps my butt organized. And while I'm a smart man with degrees and all the other stuff, she's definitely smarter than I am. And I've done enough in psychology and everything else. Yeah, men, we're a little simpler. We're more brute force objects to get things done. But women are the masterminds. They can do it too, but they're smarter. It's like, I'm going to let you go do it. I'm just going to shape this and then make sure it all ends up where we need it to be and nicely. So this is phenomenal. And I am all about that. As like I said, I have an amazing wife. I have a 20-year-old daughter that we have. And just really excited to hear more. So with that being said, what is it you do now? Like, can you tell us, just give us a little bit, like a little bio over the next, you know, whatever, just to tell the listeners a little more about who you are, where do you live, what do you do? And I'd like them to learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So yes, currently I'm a life coach and my education is in social science. I'm also a first generation immigrant. So I moved to the United States from India when I was 2. So it was challenging, you know, balancing my Indian heritage, Indian culture with the American upbringing, living here. So I've always been involved as a leader, even since my teen years. I was very much involved with youth groups, et cetera, and then through college. And then also after I got married, I have 4 girls, which is—
That's amazing. God love you. I raised 3, but having 1 daughter, and I love my daughter. It was amazing, but wow, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. So I have 4 girls, and so I was a busy stay-at-home mom, but I was always involved in the community, very much in nonprofit work. And then in 2012, I had started my own nonprofit, which was an art organization to help cancer patients. In my city. So we take our projects to hospitals and work with patients one-on-one. And so basically my education and my life experience and then having 4 daughters, I started to notice a lot of limiting beliefs that women carry. And, you know, through my education experience and then also my own personal struggle, a few years ago, I was battling anxiety. And I started looking into it about, you know, where it was coming from. And while I was trying to heal myself, I discovered coaching. So I myself went out and found coaches to help me through it. And I discovered the power of coaching. So most recently, I'm getting certified as a life coach. And I really aspire to help women, you know, break through those limiting belief systems that we so often carry that block us from achieving whatever we want in life.
Wow, that is amazing. And I'm starting to see that connection to this podcast. So, wow, you being the mom of 4, that's a full-time job. Anybody who is listening right now, and if you don't have kids, and I'm just saying this as the dad, not even the mom, and there are certain, because I'm, you know, big believer in me, everybody shares all the roles in helping out, but moms get stuck with more of the burden. I've seen this firsthand, and even though I was somebody who tried to help out, and I know it's amazing. So that's fantastic that not only are you raising the family, Oh, and you came over from India. So it's like you said, the nomenclature, the culture, it's like, oh, learn this as you go, because it's nothing you really know. Oh, and your family's not really going to know it either, so it's okay. And you're going to have kids, and then, oh, you're going to do this phenomenal work, and then you're going to launch this other stuff. Man, I don't know how you have, where you find the time. That is, I am impressed. Seriously. So with that being said, the podcast, was this born, like the creation of the podcast, was this born as part of this transformation, or like, when did you brainchild this? Like what kind of led you to this? Was there any specific thing, or was it kind of part of this journey and it was just the natural progression of things? What kind of led you to where you're at with launching this?
Yeah, so I think the timing for this podcast is perfect, actually. It's been on my mind for a few years now. I just, you know, really see the similarities across all cultures, you know, that women have in really limiting ourselves, you know, the imposter syndrome, the low confidence, you know. I believe that women are just natural innate leaders. They're mothers, they're CEOs of their homes. So many of us, you know, are working and balancing, you know, home life. But I think that because of a lot of the social constructs that have been created around women, we've internalized those beliefs, and then we then, you know, create the own limits in our mind. So I've just been working with my clients and then talking to friends, I've always wondered, you know, why is it that we can't, you know, take the next big step in life or in our career? Why is it that we don't speak up? And so I've experienced that myself. And then also when I'm, you know, coaching clients, I hear it all the time, like, you know, hey, I could really rule the world if I wanted to, but I don't, you know? And so that is the kind of conversation that I want to change, that why not? You know, why don't we take that, you know, next step in our life or in our career? Why don't we voice our opinions? And I feel like it takes a great level of self-awareness. And I think that's what needs to be developed within our personalities, is just being very centered and very self-aware and trusting, you know, our intuition and our instincts in life and work. And I think that, like, moving into the future, these character traits of intuition, you know, collaboration, innovation, these come very natural to us as women. And I think they're very important leadership traits moving into the future, especially, I mean, post-pandemic and everything else that's happened this year. We need these qualities in our leaders in the future. And I believe that these are qualities that are very natural to women, and yet women hold themselves back. So I'm very committed to helping women, you know, become more self-aware, to trust themselves more, and to be unstoppable, you know, in life and work.
And yeah, that is just awesome. Like, boom, wow. Because here you are, you've walked the walk, you know, because it's like, you know, okay, this is great, and you're coaching people, and you're going to go do this, but what makes you a residential? It's like, because I've lived it. Like, literally, from before two, to the transitioning you had to go through and everything up, your upbringing, and then finding yourself, like, man. And then I think this is fantastic that you are taking all that you do, all that you've gone through, all that you do now through your coaching and everything else, and giving yourself a bigger platform and a bigger stage, so that way you can take it to the masses and just let people know. Because yeah, we don't know who's listening. And unfortunately, as entrepreneurs, we may think, it's like, oh, everybody kind of thinks like this. My wife is, you know, she's a high school counselor. She, you know, trained in, you know, psychology, and she understands all of that stuff, but she watches me do the entrepreneurial stuff, but she sometimes doesn't kind of get it. So it's like, it's one thing to do it, and then to take it and project it out there for people. I think that's amazing, because, and if anything, COVID has just really made it a glaring example of some of our deficiencies as a society. I'm talking worldwide, not just here in the US, because, well, we have some other issues going on in here, but as a culture and as a society, as a human being race, there are just some deficits that we need filled, and people like yourself getting out there and doing it, and then knowing that, you know, based on where you're located to through podcasts, you can now reach the whole world. You never know. And especially, you know, being your family's literally from India. I mean, heck, the opportunities there of people who don't have access to somebody like yourself who are still in India because they want to or not, but it's like, okay, I see her, I hear her, I see her doing it. This is fantastic. Amazing. So that is wonderful. And I guess as we're wrapping up the show, real quick, I'm excited. I can't wait for the launch of this. I want to tune in and learn more, and I'm excited for this. And I know our listeners, I hope you're as excited as we are. I can only imagine you are. If not, please wake up. I don't know what rock you are under, sleeping, because I sometimes go there. But I want to make sure you know, hopefully that resonated with you. Where can we find more about you? So it's like, okay, we got the podcast. And I know we're going to be seeing that. But where can, if they wanted to look up more about you as a life coach or anything like that, where else can they find you? What other platforms? Where can they find you?
Yes, absolutely. So my life coaching business is Asma K. Chaudhary, my full name. They can find me on my website, akccoaching.com. They can find me on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and now Clubhouse, which is really exciting. So, yeah, absolutely. Anybody can find me online and contact me, and I would love to help.
That is fantastic. Well, I want to say thank you very much. Taking your time today with four kids and your business and everything else. Time has got to be a very precious commodity for you. So I'm very grateful for you sharing it with us and our listeners. This is amazing. Best of luck to you. I'm excited. I know I look forward to following you and talking more offline. And this is going to be an incredible journey. I'm excited for it, and I can't wait to follow you on it.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for today. Thank you.
You're welcome, Asma. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.